Should they start?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. I'm Vissarion. I'm a contributor and maintainer of Boost Geometry, and today I will present the library. So the talk goes roughly this way. I will give a brief introduction of what is Boost Geometry, then quickly go through the design. Then I'll give some examples of how to use this this library and end up with some spatial computations. Okay, first and foremost, the Boost Geometry is an open source library. It's part of Boost C++ libraries. It's header only. It has a stable interface. It supports C++ 14 conditionally. Supports also newer standards, but this is the main support, the main C++ version that we support. It builds on static polymorphism, metaprogramming, and tag dispatching to give some genericity of the types. I will explain this in the design of the library. And basically, it has three parts, like primitives, the geometries, algorithms, and the spatial index. Okay, and also it's standard conformant. It follows the OGC simple feature standard by OGC. There is some documentation on the Boost website. We have a mailing list. There's also the mailing list of the Boost libraries that you can discuss topics of the library and general topics of Boost libraries. It's hosted on GitHub, and there's a list of main contributors. These are, let's say, the core contributors, but there are several others. We also participated in some Google Summer of Code some years ago. So this is the basic Hello World example of Boost Geometry. So you can include the headers. It's header only. This just compiles. And then there's a model of the point. This is a two-dimensional point, and there are three parts. So this is the number type that you can use. This is the dimension. It's two-dimensional point. And then the third part is the coordinate system. So it can be Cartesian if you are using a projection, or it can be a spherical or a geographic. I will explain this a bit later. And then if, let's say, that you want to compute the distance, this is one of the most simplest examples that you can do. You create a point that it's longitude, latitude, let's say Athens, and then you compute the distance from another point, which is the coordinates of Brussels. And this gives you this number. You can compare it with what Google Maps gives you. It's a bit different, and this has to do with the internal computations that they will show up in the presentation, why this is different. Okay, so what primitives Boost Geometry supports? It supports the basic primitives of the standards, like we have points, multipoints, line strings, polygons, and their multi-versions, so multi-polygons, and you can have also a geometry collection. So these are pretty basic. And then there's a list of algorithms that are implemented that ranges from area and lengths of geometries to set operations, and also some functions that help navigation, like line interpolate and distance of similarity. This is part of the documentation, so you can browse it and see all the available algorithms. And there's a number of applications, so it can be used to it may.